morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. If you are not familiar with my show, I've been doing this, like, it's hard to believe, since 2011, and you can head over to the show blog. All of my guests are on there since 2011. This show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Kicking off today's show is Michelle Danner, and she has produced an incredible new film. She was on my show several years ago, and this new film is called Under the Stars, and it is fantastic. It's got a great cast, and I love the log line. Sometimes the greatest love story is your own. On the show blog is the trailer, if you want to check that out, and I'm going to bring Michelle on right now. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for calling in again.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. How does it feel to have this new project out? I absolutely loved it, by the way.
Well, it was certainly a labor of love to go and shoot it in Italy, as you can imagine.
How rough.
It is terrible, very,
terrible.
Very bad.
Yes.
Now, you know, my mother was born in Milano, Italy, and my whole entire childhood, I always heard these words, Puglia is so beautiful, Puglia, 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 ad nauseam, Puglia.
Okay.
And I never went. My whole adult life, I never went to Puglia, Italy. So then when I got this call and say, how would you like to go shoot a movie there? I was like, they had me at Puglia.
And where exactly is it? I was actually in Italy for the first time this summer. Where is it?
Well, I remember looking at the map, but I'm very bad with geography.
Okay.
It's in the south of Italy. There's a beautiful historical town, Lecce, and Brinzine, other towns surrounding it, which are quite beautiful. We explored everything on our days off. The ocean is there. The beaches are, you know, everything that the images say that they are. They're not photoshopped.
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful part of Italy to go to.
It must have been an absolutely beautiful experience for a shoot.
Yes, and they had the masseria, which are these farms, which I completely forgot what they were, and they have chickens, and they have they make olive oil and other things, and it was it's a different part of the world. You feel like you're transported somewhere else, and that's what I tried to do in the film. I tried to bring, you know, some of that to the movie, in addition to the fact that I really wanted it to be two parallel love stories.
Sure. Now, how did this role land in your lap? You were the director, correct?
Yes. Well, I got a call from somebody I had worked with, and they said, would you be interested in going to Italy to shoot a movie, a romantic comedy? So I said yes.
And that was that.
And at the time, so I got the script. And there was one love storyline in it, the younger couple.
Yes.
And I never watch reality shows. I just finished watching The Golden Bachelor, season one.
Okay, your inspiration.
Yes. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Why does it have to be only the younger people that fall in love?
Yes.
I said, let's create a more mature, you know, juxtapose a more mature love story.
Sure.
And so, you know, we wrote it. We wrote this story because it's a movie about falling in love. And I called Andy Garcia, who I'd worked with before, at a movie called Miranda's Victim.
Yes.
And he's always wonderful. And he said, I love this. I love Giacomo. I love falling in love and going to Italy to do so.
Yes.
So, and after that, we got Tony on board, Tony Collette.
Love her.
And then Alex Pettifer was going to play Ian, Eva Di Domenici, who I knew, Ariana, and then the rest, Rob Estes, who I've worked with before, and Vincent Riota, who I've known for decades, wonderful actor, who's the right hand of Andy Garcia in The Farm. And you know, everything else fell into place. Jessica Sephardi, she's wonderful. The supporting cast was pretty extraordinary.
Fantastic. I love the casting. I remember Toni Collette and Muriel's Wedding when that first came out, and just a fabulous cast.
Yes, I mean, it was great to have Francie to watch her. I was like, the first day she was on set, and I'm like, oh, this is incredible. I'm getting to watch how she works.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, she's a brilliant actress, and she just goes for it and commits every single moment.
There was a moment in the film, and I thought, there's a cameo. You appeared. I loved it.
Yes, some directors like to do cameos, although I'm rethinking it, I have to tell you.
Why?
I just finished shooting a movie just now in L.A., Starstruck, another romantic comedy. They come in threes.
Okay.
And it's about astrology. And so I played like half a page of a doctor, a cameo, quirky doctor.
I love it.
And there was so much pressure. But the cameo that I play in Under the Stars at the Market, is the name of the character is Loredana. Mm-hmm. And so my mother's name is Loredana.
Oh.
It was an homage to my mother.
Oh, I love
and
it.
My mother used to be like that. You know, I feel like, I don't know, the last two movies that I've done, I've conjured her, and somehow it's brought me even closer to her.
I love it. I mean, not only going to the place that she talked about so much, but then being able to, you know, include her in the film was beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, and I would do things like I would go, I stayed in this villa, and I'd go to the market and I'd buy all these Italian, you know, the food tastes better there. I don't know what it is, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
So I would go back to the villa and I would cook the chicken, you know, and the vegetables and, you know, and everything
Beautiful.
Just tasted so good. And everything that I did in Italy did bring me closer to my Italian mom, I have to say.
That is beautiful. So I want to share a little something with you. I don't normally eat bread, and I told you I went to Italy for the first time, and I ate bread almost every day, and it didn't bother me because I don't digest bread very well, so I lay off gluten. And now, ever since I've been back, every week I use the 00 flour, the low gluten, low protein flour from Italy, and I make bread.
Ah, that's amazing. My sister makes that bread. It's very healthy.
It's so good. And even on the airplane, I remember the flight attendant talking to someone who said, oh, I can never eat bread, but I eat bread every single day here. And it's such a warm experience to put herbs and olive oil and your whole house smells like bread. And I'm really loving it.
Yes, it is something great. I think that's what COVID gave to some of us, is this, you know, cooking bread from scratch.
Yeah, I didn't get into it then, but I'm definitely making up for it. So let's talk.
After going to Italy.
After going to Italy, right. So I want to ask you about some of the takeaways. What would you like the audience to take away from this film?
Well, that love can happen at any age, mm-hmm. that you can, you know, there's always second chances, and that you don't have to go to Italy to fall in love, but it might be a beautiful thing to do that.
Definitely.
Since it's a relaxed setting where anything can happen. It's about falling in love. Now, you know, I have actually a cute story. I was working on it, and my son, who works with me, said, you know, you should watch Before Sunrise. And I said, oh, yeah, I watched it a long time ago with Julie Delphi and Ethan Hawke.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, so we watch Before Sunrise, because that's the quintessential perfect movie about people falling in love.
Yes.
In the moment. And so it really was a great inspiration. How it was shot with the two shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward the clock, I shoot the movie. A few months ago, I find myself in Santa Barbara at Capitan on a school trip with my other son. And there's a campfire. It's late at night, 11 o'clock at night, pitch dark except for the fire. And I hear a woman with a French accent speaking behind me. And I turn around, and it's Judy Delphi. And I said to her, I want you to know that I came back from Italy. I'm in post-production. And your film, Before Sunrise, really inspired me for Under the Stars.
That
and
is
we had a
so
very
wild.
Nice conversation.
What a wild story.
So 2 degrees of separation. It was, you know, interesting that I should run into her as I'm working and finishing the editing on Under the Stars. Yeah, because she truly, that movie, if somebody were to ask me, out of all the movies that I had seen to prepare for it, which was, you know, a lot of rom-coms. When you're doing a rom-com, you want to really get in the world and watch a lot. And that movie, you know, was the biggest one that really inspired me.
I love that. Wow, that was meant to be. So tell me about your road to where you are now. How did you land in filmmaking? You know, why was this always a passion of yours?
Stories. You know, I went to see 4 movies back to back in the last 4 days.
And, whoa.
You know, and And I'm a little tired because I'm actually now in post-production editing this other movie. But it helps when you're editing a project to go look at other things. And, you know, and so I'm tired and I push myself to go to the movie theater because I really love watching movies in the movie theater. Also with other people, I feel like it's a great communal experience. I think I just have the chip that wants to tell stories, that loves stories. I always tell, you know, my students that storytelling is, you know, it was the oldest profession around the campfire.
That's
people,
right.
You know, would tell. I know people think it's that other profession, and then I always get a laugh when I say that. But no, it's storytelling, and I'm passionate about it, and I'm very interested in telling stories. Well, that haven't been told. Sometimes I find these stories, like the movie Miranda's Victim. But if I'm telling a story in a genre that's been told many times, I let myself, you know, stamp it with my signature. I mean, yes, people have told it, but you haven't.
Right.
And so I let myself, you know, go with all the flow of whatever instincts come out.
That's amazing. So for people that want to break into film and they're struggling, they're in that funk, the creative funk, what advice could you give them?
Well, I think traveling is a very good advice because traveling opens something up in you. I think it expands your humanity. I remember going to Cusco and Machu Picchu in Peru, and that did something to me. I remember going to Panama. I certainly, you know, when I went to Moscow and St. Petersburg, though I wouldn't recommend to go right this minute, I think traveling opens up something and gets you to see the world with a different lens.
Yes.
I also think going to museums and doing things that normally you would not do, putting yourself in places of doing something, you know, interesting, reading something, certainly watching documentaries, watching movies. There's so much to see. As we're nearing the holidays, I always have a list of everything that I want to see. And I'm going to be overly ambitious this year, like every other year, because I feel, you know, when you look at it and you go, you've got, you know, 10 days, you've got 2 weeks, you feel like you have all the time in the world to see everything.
Right, and you
don't. Then, of course, everything is an express train.
Yes.
And it goes rapid. But you know, I think that, and give yourself a break. Don't put pressure on yourself to, you know, whatever it is that you've done so far, if you're a bit in a slump, tell yourself that wherever you are in your life, that it's enough. You've done enough. And if you were not to do anything else, that's just enough.
Yes.
And then I think that might release something.
Yeah, that's true, because we put so much pressure on ourselves. And, you know, one thing you said, which really resonated with me is, and someone told this to me, I was struggling with something, I was working on something, and I was stuck. And he said, take the entire weekend off, don't get on your computer, and do anything else you've been wanting to do. And that mental vacation, even if you can't afford to actually get on a plane, but just stepping away and doing something else helps. I know it's helped me.
Absolutely. Even getting on a plane, I have to say, my best plane rides is when I don't download the app to have access to my text messages.
Yes.
When I just shut the world out for whatever, however many hours it is, 4, 6 or more. But when I start to text on the plane, that's when it's not the same. So I would say it's good to shut things off for a little bit.
I agree. One other thing I'll add to that, Michelle, because I was just on a plane ride, is you never know who you're going to strike up a conversation with next to you, and you could be missing out on that opportunity. I ended up, because there was a couple behind me that was actually very drunk on the plane ride I was just on, and they were just laughing so hard, and we kind of, the girl next to me, we just kind of looked at each other like, ugh, like they really need more wine. We ended up talking for like 2 hours, and it was such a great unexpected conversation, and I would have missed that if I was kind of plugged in.
Well, absolutely. I think you're right. I've had the best conversations meeting somebody on a plane.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I want to ask you to share where people can see this wonderful film.
Well, they can see it on the platforms, on Amazon, on Google. It's pretty much everywhere, and I'm sure it'll keep expanding. They start with a limited release on the platforms, and then you can basically find it anywhere. But yeah, be excited for people to see the movie. Andy Garcia and Toni Collette have wonderful chemistry.
Oh, they do.
And it's great to watch them fall in love. And Alex Pettifer is very handsome and has got a great sense of humor. And Eva DiDomenici is fiery and she's in her body and she's absolutely beautiful. And the rest of the cast, Rob Estes brings a lot of life to it. It's I think it's a wonderful story and cast and something that, you know, I try, I don't know if it's a sign of me getting older, but at night when I pick something to watch before going to sleep, I'm fluctuating towards the lighter stuff, the fun stuff. And I think that we need that content
we
to
do.
Balance out all the other content that's heavy and dark and scary.
Agreed. I think that's also why this film resonated with me, because it was that mental vacation and it was funny and unexpected. And I mean, again, the cast was fantastic. And so it was just what I needed. So I feel like, and also the timing of the release of the film is perfect because there are a lot of people that are struggling.
Exactly. And this is, you know, a time where we just don't want to be worried about everything that we're so worried about.
Right. I think it's also inspiring. So let's say you are a writer or you can resonate with perhaps someone in the film. And I had that sense. I'm a writer as well. And I could feel that struggle, you know, to a degree. And it was just great.
Yes, I think that he really found a way to embody that. That sometimes, and also, you know, I think in mirrors, people get stuck in life.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the right place romantically. And also they need to let themselves be vulnerable and open up doors. So I love what the message of the movie is about, not only in terms of love, but in terms of creativity and in terms of living life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you feel that right now it's hard for people to break into the film industry?
No, I think everything's hard. I think every industry's hard, but I think that it's possible for anybody, and I think there's room for everybody.
Yes.
There is, it's just that people can be very self-starting. There's tools for that to happen on every level, whether it's making a movie and, you know, getting a camera that works, you know, or doing it even on your phone with different lenses.
Sure.
Bringing a group of people together. I went to see, can I tell you,
please.
I just have to say that, I went to see, you know, all the big movies that are out, you know, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, The Running Man, fun movies
and
that were made with huge budgets. And then I went to see, what's the name of this movie? It won the Palme d'Or at the Festival de Cannes this year. It was with a filmmaker, Iranian filmmaker, A Simple Accident, something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know what his budget was, but I feel like it was a fraction of a fraction. It was made with no money. I mean, basically hiding in Iran. That's where he shot it.
Oh,
and it was so compelling in terms of the story. I also think that it's very inspiring that a movie that was made for, let's say, you know, a couple of $100,000 with Iranian actors made it all the way to the one of the biggest prizes you can get.
That's
which
fantastic.
Is the Cannes Palme d'Or.
Yes.
I would not be surprised if this movie won early next year the Oscar for Best Foreign Movie.
Fantastic.
Because it's very gripping. It's really strong storytelling. Now, of course, this is an Iranian filmmaker that's, you know, went to jail. They told him not to make movies for 20 years. He's been making movies. So nobody is shutting down his voice. But I just think that every filmmaker that goes, oh, you know, this is only for the famous filmmakers that get to make their movies, it's not true. I think at the end of the day, it rests on the laurels of the movie itself.
Yes.
And understanding how to create suspense, how to create, you know, drama or comedy, whatever the genre may be.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, it has to do with excellence. It has to do with the movie Whiplash, which when it came out, I showed my kids because I said, you know, it's metaphorically, I want you to bleed, not literally. I want you to push yourself to raise the bar to be that excellent. So to answer the long-winded answer to your question, I feel that, you know, anybody that has a passion in them to tell a story can break through.
And it's funny, and thank you for that. It's funny that you mentioned Whiplash, because as a writer, I found that film to be so inspiring for my own work. So I would say to anyone listening, as you said, watch films, watch a lot of films, and study, you know, what works, what doesn't, and find your inspiration, you know, especially if you're stuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I will say that I found it challenging to write features, so I was writing more shorts, and I found that to be easier. I don't know why. I mean, it is challenging in its own way to create something in 30 pages or so. But there are also film festivals, as you know, and I'll share with the listeners, like, for instance, Newport Beach Film Festival. They have the shorts, and you can watch films that are made on phones, and they're 5 minutes.
I think shorts are a great way to tell a story in a concise way, in a gripping way. I made a short movie that has been touring the film festivals. As a matter of fact, we were just in the Catalina Film Festival with it. And it's serving as a proof of concept for a bigger story, for a full-length feature. It's called The Call of Nietzsche. I love short movies, and I think that's another great way to, you know, be active and open the portal to your creativity.
Yes. Do you also think that the shorts could build out into a feature in any of your projects?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of them do. I mean, Whiplash was a short movie. I remember the year that I was at Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
Every taxi cab I got into would like, Whiplash, Whiplash. And I'm like, how do you know about this? Because it was a short movie that played at Sundance, but everybody talked about it, and it became a full-length feature.
Oh, I just love that film. Like, I could just watch that over and over. Yeah, great cast, funny, fantastic. So we do have to wrap up soon. Where can people find out more about you?
Well, I think that you can go online, and, you know, I have two schools in Culver City, the Michelle Danner Acting Studio, the Los Angeles Acting Conservatory, where a lot of people come and take classes and do programs, and I have a great faculty of teachers, and I teach myself. And I love teaching. It's actually one of the greatest passions. I do love to share knowledge and ideas and work on material with students. And the movies, Under the Stars, just was released this week, and it can be seen on all the platforms. And it's I did another movie called The Italians right before that, which was an homage to my mom. And now this movie that was shot in Italy, Under the Stars, I'm waiting for my third Italian thing so I can do a trilogy.
And
you can just Google and watch the movies. I'm very happy that in the last 6 years, I've been able to make 5 feature films.
Whoa.
One of them, Miranda's Victim, about the Miranda rights.
Yes.
And so I'm really, I'm happy that I get to pursue in this lifetime the thing that I love doing.
I love that you are just constantly working on something. That's got to be really such a boost to your own mental health.
Yes, it really makes me wake up in the morning with a little pep in my step, that's for sure.
I always say having purpose and meaning gets people going.
Yes, and you have to find and keep that purpose and meaning alive in you.
That's true. That's absolutely right. I want to thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations, and I hope to see you sometime since you're right in my neck of the woods.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, if you want to share with you the contact, I'll let you know next time I go down there.
Please do. That would be wonderful. Well, I've really enjoyed this. Happy holidays, and we'll be in touch.
Happy holidays. Take care.
That was director Michelle Danner talking about her new film, Under the Stars. And if you head over to my show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, you can read all about the film, and you can watch the trailer, and it's absolutely such a boost right now. I can't say enough about it. The runtime is 100 minutes. There's a log line up there, the synopsis, and Michelle's director statement. It's just a wonderful, wonderful film. Okay, let's see. We're going to take a little break, and then after, I'm going to re-air a segment I did with someone, which I felt like is such a great message around the holidays. But I want to share how you can really help your own mental health, but also boost other people's as well this holiday season by volunteering. And there's so many opportunities around Orange County to help people in need. And sometimes when we're going through, you know, a really tough time, to just step out and go be with the community and do something else can help you as well. And there are so many ways you can help. And so we're going to take a little break, and I'll be back, and I'll share more details. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.